Hi, welcome to Paws Up, an advice podcast by one pet parent for another, with the goal to help you and your furry friend navigate towards a happy and healthy future. So, let's jump right on in. Hey, it's Alexis, your resident dog mom, and today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about something that I wish that someone would have talked to me about when I first got a dog. Dog park etiquette. Now, I know you might be thinking that dog park etiquette is not at the top of your priority list when considering all the things that you need to do for your pup. However, it's very important, not only for the safety of your own dog, but for the safety of others. So let's talk about some obvious do's and don'ts. Obviously, if your dog is not fixed, do not take them to the park if they're in heat. This is dangerous for your dog and others because dogs in heat can cause other dogs to be more aggressive than they usually would be. And not to mention just the entire risks of an accidental pregnancy and the ramifications that has on the pet population. Another good tip would be try not to bring treats. I know it's tempting to help your dog behave, especially if you're in the training stage, but some dogs can be treat aggressive. So even if you bring treats for just your dog, other dogs can get very territorial and weird about it. So it's best just not to bring it. Or if you're wanting to work specifically at a dog park, wait until you have time to go with just you and maybe some dogs that you're more familiar with where there's not a lot of people there. Because the more dogs that are at the dog park, the increased chance of something bad happening when you bring treats. Do bring your own poop bags. Sometimes parks are a little bit laggy on refilling things for people, or maybe you're at a dog park that doesn't include those things for your dog. So just make sure to do that. Keep the park clean, do your part in making sure that everybody has a good experience at the park. Now, onto some lesser known things that I wish that I had learned before bringing my dog to the dog park for the first time. One being, do not put your dog on a leash in the dog park. I see this all the time. People will bring their dog and they think it's good for training, like socializing, to bring their dog to the dog park and keep them on leash just to like make sure their dog doesn't run off or get too aggressive with other dogs. The reason why this is bad though is that when a dog is on a leash, it feels cornered, especially if it sees something as a threat coming and it doesn't have the ability to run away. So, for example, my dog has a problem with getting a little bit too personal with other dogs, and typically it's fine whenever the dogs have space to run, but if a dog is on a leash and my dog goes up to it to play and she gets a little bit too much into their face, the other dog doesn't have the space to run away, so it'll feel trapped and it might snap or they might get into a fight. And then it's just a big deal because even if the pet owner with the dog on the leash doesn't intend to, it's still creating this tension that doesn't need to be there. If you need to practice with your dog on a leash, again, just like with the treats, come whenever there's not a lot of people there, or specifically with people that you know and you know their dog's temperament. It's okay to put your dog on a leash in certain occasions. Like if, let's say, your dog got into a scuff with another and you have to lead them out of the park, it's okay to put it on the leash to maybe help get to one side of the park, but that still comes with the problem of if a dog runs up to your dog and it's on a leash, it could cause the same issues as I stated before. That's why when you go to the dog park and you're ready to leave, they usually have those double gates. So you have a gate and then like a little space and then another gate to actually get into the park. So when you leave, you're supposed to enter that gate, then put your dog on the leash, and then open the second gate and then walk out. It allows your dog its own space to be put on the leash without other dogs jumping on it or harassing it, and it makes the whole process a lot smoother. One last thing that I would say with dog parks is everybody has different dog parenting styles. Make friends at the dog park and see what other people are doing so that you can grow or share your ideas with them. You might not agree with everything that you see at the dog park, but as long as it's not harming your dog or you do not feel like another dog is in danger, just remember that everybody has their different style and you can all live together and have dogs at the same time. It's not a big deal. It's best to just let dogs be dogs and try to enjoy the experience as much as you can, because a dog park is ultimately a wonderful place to take your dog for socialization and just to get their energy out. Thank you guys so much for listening today. And to sign us off, let's have a few words from G.